London Lecture Number 7. Evening, August 13th, Janmashtami evening. London Temple, 1971.
According to astronomical calculation, today is Janmashtami. But our Goswami mom thinks that if it is Janmashtami in the morning, sunrise, there is Saptami. Then we don't observe that day as Janmashtami. Out of 24 hours, in the morning sunrise, if there is still continuation of Saptami, then we take it as Saptami. The next day, the whole day is not Saptami, but in the morning there is the sunrise, there is Saptami. Very minute conclusion. Then we accept that Janmashtami. Therefore, the Janmashtami fasting will be observed from morning, from sunrise to 12 o'clock at night. You all know. So before Lord's birth, the demigods came in his place at the house of Vansa, when the mother and father of Krishna were kept prisoner. That was the context. When Kansa heard an old man that you are taking very jubilantly your sister to her husband's house, but you do not know, you are so poor, that she is the source of your death. The eighth child born of your sister will kill you. So demands, when there is a question of personal interest, the demon forgets any relation. It doesn't matter whether sister, father, mother. So you are ready to kill devotee immediately, his sister. So, what should they? Somehow or other, saved. Duty of the husband to give all protection to the wife. Vedic marriage is not a farce. It is a spiritual obligation. The husband gives the wife all protection all her visitors. And the wife serves the husband throughout the life so that the husband may feel always comfort. This is the relationship between husband and wife. But in this age, Kali Yuga, it is stated there are also men's heads in the Bhagavad that Dampate Roti Nirvati. The relationship between husband and wife will continue only on sex. Sex life. That is very degrading. And actually, we have seen many cases as there has been some discrepancy in the sex life. There is separation. According to Vedic scriptures, there is no question of separation. Husband and wife must lead throughout the life together in this state and happiness and the same thing. So it was the duty of Vasudeva, Krishna's father, although he was newly married, immediately took response to his marriage to him. I give him protection, it's my duty. So he made a compromise. My dear brother, I quite understand that your sister is bored of your gift. But after all, your sister is not killing her son, one of her sons. It may be that she may not have any son, so why you are killing before? There are so many, that is future. Someone will come as a son and he may kill. And even though, if you think that her son, any one of you, of her son, believe me, I'll bring all my sons born of her before you, as soon as he's born, and you may do what you like. He thought, by this time, Kansa may change his mind. Oh, Devaki, mother of Kansa, saved from the imminent danger of being killed by her brother. But the brother was so rascal that Vasudev regularly brought each and every child before Kansa. So Krishna is the eighth step. And he is the Supreme Personality of God. One may argue how God takes birth. There are many things. The answer is, why God will not take birth? If God is all-powerful, why is this power to be denied to him, that he cannot take birth? Is God under the direction of any human being that some philosopher thinks that God cannot take birth? Therefore, God will be obliged by his conception that he will not take birth. No. God is omnipotent, all-powerful. He can take birth as many times as he likes. and wherever you like. That is God for you. Full independence. In whatever form he likes. Advaita yacchiti anadi ananta rupam adhyam purana purusam nabajo varan vedesu durlava durlava yasam to. So, God's appearance, birth, disappearance, all these things, it is very difficult to understand simply by academic study of the Veda. The academicians, they cannot understand Veda. They are described in the Bhagavad Gita as Veda Bada Rata Prat. They are simply addicted to the Veda. But actually, they cannot understand. Nanna the Sthiti Bhad. They simply say, we don't believe anything except the Veda. But what do you understand about the Veda? If you actually know Vedas, then you know Krishna. If you do not know Krishna, then you have no knowledge of Vedas. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedya. By studies of Vedas, one understands Krishna, there is no use of studying Veda. He does not get any profit. He simply wastes his time. Samayeva hi kevalam. These are the Shastri. On the other hand, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that janma karma me dipam jo jnanati paptata. My janma, Krishna never said janma mrityu, janma karma. If somebody thinks that Krishna took birth and he died also, there is that is the conclusion of the less intelligent class of men. That's not a fact. Krishna never dies. What by Krishna? We also, part and parcel of Krishna, we also never die. The death takes place to change our body. But Krishna has no material body. Therefore, if you take the death of the body, that is also not in Krishna. His body is Satchidananda, Vikram. His body is completely spiritual, eternal, sharp, chit. Full of bliss and ananda, bliss, ananda, and chitme, knowledge. Krishna's body is full of knowledge, eternal, and full of bliss. Our body is just the opposite, material body. Therefore, Krishna's body cannot be compared with our body. If we do so, then we are escaped. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhijananti manam pura manasi tanva. Because I am here, just like a human being, manasa. fools, Murah. This is the exact word used. Murah means rascal, fool. Kabajana, ti manam, ha. Manasin, tanumasin. Param bhava majananta. Because they have no deep knowledge about just what they consider. That is Krishna consciousness movement. It's very nice. One who takes to this Krishna consciousness, he has the opportunity of understanding Krishna in fact. Janma karma medikam, and one who knows it in fact, his activities, his appearance. Krishna appeared and he had many activities. Those who have read our book, Krishna, they know how he has always active. So God is not impersonal, neither inactive. He is always active. Any living entity cannot be inactive. Inactive is dead stone, not alive. In the Vedas, it is said that he is the chief living entity. We are all living entities. Just like in this meeting, in our small temple, you are considering me that I am the chief. Outside, the queen is the chief living entity. And outside England, somebody else. Outside this planet, somebody else. Outside this universe, somebody else. But the ultimate chief living entity is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanna Kinchi Dasti Dhananjaya. My dear Rajya, beyond me, there is no superior person or superior truth. So what is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself, that is also being prayed by the demigods who have come to offer their obeisances to Lord Krishna by you are supposed to be in the womb of the woman. I say purposely, you are supposed to be. Devaki was feeling that I have got a baby within my abdomen. But actually, when Krishna took his birth, he not took his birth from the abdomen of Devaki. He appeared before Devaki in 400 Vishnu form. We shall discuss this tomorrow. And Devaki, of course, the mother of Krishna, his parent, all devotee, in a previous life, she undergone very severe penance and austerity, both Devaki and Vasudeva. They took benediction from God that he would appear as the child. Their demand was to God that we want a child. The Krishna said, like me, you are another child, then I'll have to become your child. Now this was the promise somebody was wrong in a previous life. So he kept that promise that demigods and brain. Shattam pratam, shattam parangas, shattam. Shattam pratam. The God, Krishna, is always truthful. He is always truthful. He is not a liar. Just like we sometimes become speak lies. That is the one of the qualifications of the conditioned soul. Cheating. We conditioned souls, we have got a propensity to cheat others. Even in our ordinary dealing, even in family affairs, we sometimes think that I am hiding this matter from my wife. Wife is thinking that I am hiding this matter. That is a tendency. But in our relationship with Krishna, that is not. There is no such cheating. When Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that manmanah bhavamad bhakta sarva dhanman parityajya mam ekam saranam aham tva sarva papi pamukhya. So when Krishna says that you surrender to me and I give you protection from all resultant action of sinful life, thus nobody should think otherwise that Krishna is a cheater. Krishna is speaking, that's all right, but as soon as I surrender, he may cheat. No. Therefore his name is Sattapratam. Another Sattapratam, and whose vow is always truthful. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said by the Lord, Jada-jada hi dharmasya prani bhavati bharata tadātmānam sriyāmaham. Whenever there is discrepancies in the religious life of the people in general, I am. So Krishna is appearing because at that time, due to the reign of conscience, the whole world was surcharged with sinfulness. Not by the people, by the king himself, and the demigods headed by Brahma approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he said that it was coming very soon in the family of the Jodhus. So in order to keep that promise, he was the Kumbha Deva. Sattapratam. The next qualification says Sattaparam. Param means supreme. There are many relative truths, but the absolute truth is Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sattam Param. The Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavat begins with this word, Sattam Param Dhivahi. The past day, the author of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he is offering his obeisances to the Supreme Truth, Krishna. At the beginning, he writes, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Sattam Param, the absolute truth is Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself says that all sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything. See, if there is any truth within this material world, or anywhere, he is the origin. Tattampana, he is the absolute truth. According to our Vaishnava philosophy, we do not take anything untrue. The Mayavadi philosopher, they say that this world is mithya, untrue. But we do not say like that. We say, no, it is not untrue. It is true. Oh. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, this material world, which is made of primarily 8 elements and then diffused in 24 elements, they are different manifestation of Krishna's energy. Just like a fire remains in one place and it diffuses its heat and light, and so many things are happening through heat and light. Similarly, Krishna, although he is staying in one place as person, he can distribute himself by his different energy. Just like the sun. Sun is staying in a localized place. Everyone can see. When you see the sun, you see that it is lying in one corner of the sky, very insignificant for sun. But still, by the heat and light of the sun, all these planets and all the protection in the planets, they are coming. That's a scientific fact. Everyone knows that as soon as there will be absence of heat and light, then it will be difficult to maintain ourselves. The heat and light is coming from the sun, but the heat and light, the origin of heat and light is the sun glow. And within the sun glow, there is the sun god also. That we get information from Shastra. Vibhishan, the name of that gentleman, the chief, and the controlling deity in the sun glow, the name is also there in the Shastra. Imam Vibhasati Yugam Praktaman Ahamapayam. Krishna says, Krishna not only says that I spoke this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Gita, long, long ago to Vibhushan, the sun god, gives the name. He's so particular. Therefore, those who have Krishna consciousness, their knowledge is perfect, because the modern scientists, they can try to approach the sun glow. It is impossible for them. But they do not know actually what is there within the sun glow. They are thinking that there cannot be any living entity. As they are thinking that there cannot be any living entity in the moon planet. But that's not a fact. Everywhere there is living. Because anything material is made of 5 elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. That's a fact. Either you take sun globe and moon planet and this planet and that planet, the constituent ingredients are these five elements. Earth, water, air, fire, and ether. So, within this planet, we have got experience that there is living entity within the earth. If you dig some earth, you will find there are so many insects, ants are coming up. And on the land, there is living entity. Then, after land, there is water. The water, there are many living entities. You cannot say, seeing the surface of the water, you cannot see just like this ocean, Atlantic Ocean. You do not see any living entity. That does not mean that there is no living entity. That is your insufficiency of vision. There is living entity. So there is living entity on earth, there is living entity in water, there is living entity in the air. So why there shall not be living entity in the fire? What is your reason? If you think, no, I am a living entity, I cannot live in the fire, your condition is different. Because your body is differently made. Just like you cannot live in the water. That does not mean in the water there is no living entity. So it is your insufficiency of knowledge. Otherwise, in every element there is living entity. And that is the information I get from Vedic literature. Sarvabhaum. Living entity is there, everywhere. So from Shastric vision, and that is our source of knowledge, Shastra Chakshusha, one should see through the Shastra what is one. That is our, the facility. Those who are following the Vedic way of life. So we have to see everything through Shastra, and then we can understand, then we can get full knowledge. Shastra Chakshusha. But here, the demigods, they are praying. Sattam pratam, sattam varam, drishattam. Drishattam. Drishattam means Krishna or God is truth in past, future and present. Before creation, there is God. During this day of the creation, there is God. And after the annihilation of the creation, there is God. It is therefore said that Sattva Pratangsa, here was some prasadam. Sattva Pratangsa, Sattva Paranga, Trishattva. Sattva Sajjoni. Source of all truth. Just like our present experience. This devil is wood. This is a fact. We cannot say that this is false. Now, where from this wood comes? If you trace out the original soul, then you will find that Krishna is the soul. By Krishna's energy, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated in very clear language that பூமி ரப்பா அனலா வாயு காங்க புத்தி மனரே வச்ச அபராயம் பூமி மீன்ஸ் ஹார்ட் வாட்டர் பூமி அப்போ அனலா அனலா மீன்ஸ் ஃபயர் பூமி அப்போ அனலா வாயு வாயு மீன்ஸ் ஏர் பூமி அப்போ அனலா வாயு ஹங் ஹங் மீன்ஸ் ஆகாஷ் தி ஸ்கை மைண்ட் இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ் ஈகோ கிருஷ்ணா சே பின்னா மே பிரகிருதி அஸ்ததா They are my separated energy. Therefore, he is the source of all these elements, these gross elements and the subtle elements. The gross elements are the earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are gross elements. And finer elements are the mind, intelligence and ego. So altogether eight. So all these material elements, mind is also material. Sometimes we mistake that mind is spirit. No, mind is matter. Sometimes they say intelligence is spirit. No, they are subtler, very subtle, finer. Ego, that is still subtler, but they are all material elements. So Krishna says that me, mind, bhumi rapa analo vayu angbhakti manari vata, prakriti me bhinna prakriti me astadha, they are mind, separated energy. Therefore, the demigods accept. The demigods do not say that we are all in all. They are not so fooled. They admit, Krishna, you are the source of all truths. Sattasya Jyoni, Nihitanta Sakti, and the whole material world, according to Vaishnava philosophy, Bhagavad philosophy, not according, it is the fact that everything is truth, but it is temporary. It's like the sun. Sun, we can see in the daytime. At night we do not see the sun. That does not mean the sun is dead. Formerly, people used to believe that sun, after evening, it dies. There are some primitive philosophers, they say like that. But actually that is not the fact. The fact is, sun is there in the sky, this planet being in a different position, we do not see the sun. That is the fact. Therefore, sun is true, and because sun is not visible at night by me, therefore sun cannot be untrue. So this is our foolishness. God is truth. God is truth and He is visible also in due course of time. But those who are rascals, they think that God is dead or there is no God. Therefore it is said, Sattasya Jyoni, Nihitanta Sakti. Today is Janmashtami day. We should try to understand Krishna philosophically. not go away, because there is talk of philosophy. If there is story, man, they are interested. But hearing story only, we are trying to forget Krishna. You see, any religion, if it is not based on philosophy, one day it will be forgotten, it will be lost. So, that is happening. There may be so many Krishna temples, but there is no discussion of the Krishna philosophy. Krishna philosophy. They say Krishna is an idol. Just Jai Jagadish Hare. Business. No? Janma karma mitta divyam jyo jnanati tasata. That is the injunction in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who understands me, my transcendental activities, appearance and disappearance, anyone who can understand janma karma mitta jyo jnanati tasata means truth, that requires philosophical understanding. Religion without philosophy is sentiment. Sentiment has no value. And philosophy without religion is mental speculation. That is also no value. Both of them should be combined. Religion should be combined with philosophy. Then intelligent person will stay to. Otherwise, they will be without religion. And without religion means animals. Animals, they do not have any religion. Neither they have any understanding of religion. That is animal life. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. That is the distinction between animal and man. Animals are not interested in religion. No animal. Cats and dogs. I will nicely, cordially invite the cats and dogs. They will never be interested in religion. You see? Because they are cats and dogs. But any human being, they develop consciousness. They come. He will come. Therefore, in every human society, doesn't matter where it is, in any part of the world, there is some conception of religion according to the place, according to the people, and according to the, of course, preacher is always competent, but he does not speak fully if the audience is not qualified to understand. This philosophy of Krishna consciousness cannot be preached in the desert. It is meant for advanced human beings. The philosophy of God, philosophy of Krishna. Each and word described here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, before the appearance of Lord Krishna, satta pratam satta param trisatyam satta shajuni nihita satte satta shasattam mrita satta netram satyatmakam tam sadalam parvat. Srimad Bhagavatam, each line, each word is so much impregnated with philosophical thoughts that you can study one word throughout your whole life. It is so philosophical. It is not a professional business that you finish Bhagavad within 1 year. One's life is not sufficient to understand one word of Bhagavad Gita. It is so has become a profession. Bhagavad Sattva. Why didn't you understand? Reason one. The whole Bhagavad. One word requires explanation, one life. So, Satpasha Joni, Nihidansa Satya. These two, these elements, they are also the God, is there as Paramatma. That is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Eka pasau rachayatam jagadanna koti jachakti rasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarasam paramanu chayantarasam govindam adipudusam tamam bhajami. This Govinda, that is omnipotent. By his one plenary portion, Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu, from his breathing, many universes are coming out, exhaling and inhaling, many universes are going. This is the process of creation and annihilation. Such Mahavishnu, Vishnu Mahanasa Yajasa Kalavishesa. That Mahavishnu is only a partial representation of Govinda. And the Bhagavad Gita also, when Arjuna wanted to understand the extensive potencies of Krishna, how it is working, he replied, bahunaitena king yatena tavarjana. Athava bahunaitena king yatena tavarjana. Ekaṃshena situja. Vistabham aham krishnam ekaṃshena situja. Slope is like that. He says, how extensively I'm expanding, how I can explain you in this short time, because you are speaking in one field. Simply try to understand that by my one plenary portion I enter into this universe, or this material world. Ekaṃshena situjana, and therefore the whole universe is. Therefore, here we say, nihitancha satya. He is everywhere. Eka pasu rachayatam jagadanna koti. Yat shakti rasti jagadanna chayajadantam. And he is not only in one universe, but there are innumerable universes. Everywhere he is there. And not only in the universe, but everyone's heart. We are all sitting here, there are innumerable living entities. Ishara sarva bhutana riddeshe arjuna tishthati. Ishara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his Paramatma feature, is living within the heart of all living. You have got Krishna within your heart. That is the yoga system actually. To find out where you are sitting and where Krishna is sitting. That is real meditation. Not that gymnastics. Real meditation is to search out Krishna within your heart. There is a word, Vedic word. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasyantijam yogina. Yogi, in their meditation, dhyanavasthita, being situated in meditation, dhyanabhasthita tadgatena manasa. The mind being absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Dhyanabhasthita tadgatena. Meditation means to become absorbed in the thought of Krishna. That is Dhyanavastita tatgatena manasa pasantijam yogina. This is a yogic practice. Yogic practice is not gymnastics. Actually, yogic practice is this, that one has to become purified from all sense gratificatory methods. Sitting in a very nice sacred place alone, not in a fashionable city or room. We can, in our bhakti yoga, we can do anywhere. That is the facility of this bhakti yoga system. In other yoga system, you have to create the required atmosphere. Then you can practice yoga. But in this system, bhakti yoga system, it is so nice and especially recommended in this age. Because you can sit down anywhere and chant Hare Krishna immediately you come inside. That is the advantage of the bhakti yoga. And actually it is happening. These boys and girls, they are not practicing any different kind of meditation. Simply by hearing the word Krishna and Hare, immediately visiting and meditating Krishna. And that is also recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, that yoginam api sarvesam. There are different kinds of yogis. Of all the yogis, yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratma. Within the heart, within the mind, one who is always thinking of Krishna. You can do it. If you see this Krishna deity constantly, naturally, there will be an impression within your mind. And if you think constantly about the deity and Krishna, hear about Krishna, as soon as you hear about Krishna, immediately you think of Krishna. In this way, if you live, then you become the topmost. We have written there about this book. Krishna consciousness stands at the topmost yoga. So, it is very fortunate that we meet at this office as evening to discuss about Krishna. The more we discuss about Krishna, the more you will become at one. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. Sinnatang sakata Krishna. Krishna, in the presence of Krishna, we are discussing, having discourse about Krishna. That's the same. That when Krishna sees that you are interested very much in such topics of Krishna consciousness, as you are trying to explain different ways, philosophy and science. So actually, the process is hearing. Sinnatang sakata Krishna punnasavana kitam. This hearing process is so nice that even if you do not understand the philosophy, simply as you are hearing, you are becoming a pious. Sinnatang sikata Krishna punna savana kirtan. One who is describing savana kirtana. Savana means hearing, and kirtana means chanting or describing. Just like I am describing, you are here. So, even we are all fools. Simply by describing and simply by hearing, we are all becoming fools. fullness of the peace. To take advantage of this hearing and chant, fullness of the peace, become automatically pious. If you want to become pious, man, you have to give in charity so many things, just like people are opening hospitals, those who have got money. But those who have no money, how will become pious? Free of charge, without any money. Simply hear about Krishna, you become pious. Krishna, 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 Krishna. This is the cheapest method to become pious, religious, philosopher, everything. Sarvai gunai tatra samasati sura. All good qualities will develop. Sinnatam sabata krishna punna sivana kītana. Then, as soon as you become pious, what is the result? The result is riddhantasya vadrani. All the dirty things which is accumulated within the heart, Krishna helps to cleanse it. And mukti means to cleanse the heart, that's all. To come to the real understanding, that is mukti. At the present moment, our heart being polluted in so many material contaminants, we do not know what is our actual pollution. Not know it. Very ignorant, just like animal. But the human life is not meant for this purpose, to remain animal throughout the whole life. You should become pious, religious, human being. That is success. Not happen. You are thinking with that. Krishna says, those who are not taking to this Krishna consciousness, namang prabhadyante, Krishna consciousness means to surrender to Krishna. Sarvadhanman parityajya mam ekam saranam. So we are teaching these boys and girls to surrender to Krishna. I have no difficulty. I have not manufactured anything. The thing is already there. Krishna says, surrender unto me. I simply say, surrender to Krishna. What is difficult? And by simply doing this, I have become a great spiritual master. I am surprised why they worship me as spiritual master. I am a damn rascal. But I am... But I know that I have not adulterated the word of Krishna. That's all. I have not become a big yogi and commentator and Bhagavad Gita and doing something rascal. I am simply saying the words of Krishna. Krishna says, surrender unto me, he is God, he is Krishna. I am saying, please surrender to Krishna. So, it is very simple to understand who is a rascal. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is a rascal. Bring any scientist, any yogi, any jnani before me, I will prove that he is a rascal number one. So, that is my request, that to understand who is a rascal is not very difficult thing. Simply try to know whether he has got any Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. That will be known. How? Jashyasti bhakti bhagavata kinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasate sura. Anyone who has got Krishna consciousness, all godly qualities will develop. Not that a man is doing all nonsense and he says, I am Krishna conscious. No. If one is Krishna conscious, then all godly qualities will develop. So, this is practical test. Anyone can understand. Bhakti paresano bhava virakti annatrasya. These European and American boys, from their childhood, they are accustomed to take meat, wine, and accustomed to so many nonsense things. According to our Vedic standard, most unabominable conduct. But just see how they have given up very easily. Very easily. That is the test of Krishna consciousness. Not that I am doing all nonsense and I am Krishna conscious. That is nonsense. That must be symptom. Basically, if one man is rich man, then there must be symptom. He must have a good car, he must have good dress. Oh yes, if he says, I am very rich man, we can admit. Similarly, when one person is freed from all this material attachment, bhakti parisanu bhava virakti annatrasya, he will have aversion for all this nonsense thing. As Jamunacharya says, tadavadhi mama citta krishna jadavadhi mama citta krishna padaro bindi nava nava dhama ranto masit tadavadhi batanari sangame smajjamane bhavati mukha vikara sustu nishti balanchi. Sri Jamunacharya says, since I have developed my Krishna consciousness, jadavadhi mama citta krishna padhara, always thinking on the lotus feet of Krishna. Jadavadhi mama citta krishna padhara vinde nava nava dhama rantuma. Every moment I am getting new pleasure. And what about our material life? Na batanari sangame. The highest material pleasure is sex life. To enjoy woman. As soon as I think of it, I spite it. These are the tests. How we are advancing in Krishna consciousness You can test yourself how we are becoming detestful to this material incarnation. So this Krishna consciousness movement is pure, authorized, based on Vedic principle. So anyone who takes to it, he'll be benefited, surely. There's no doubt. And customer will increase. Great. But still, you cannot have many customers for diamond. That is also another fact. Just like Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddha jatatam api siddhyanam kaschit bhetimam tat. Out of many thousands of men, one may be trying to become perfect in his life. And out of many perfect men, one may know Krishna in truth. But Krishna is so kind that in this age he has given a special facility that you chant Hare Krishna mantra, your heart will be purified and you will be able to understand what is Krishna. Thank you.